Lá acima de Nihil, assim, aqui, cara. Arteneila. Passei faz lixas. Oimrim, Shiva, Tomi, Mashem, Rua, Likim. After the slichas of Ne'ilah, we say seven times, Hashem Hu Alikim. Hatam lelavu is Hashchino, Shemisah le'elah le'islamaylo mishivu rekim. Pa'amach Hashma Yisrael, Shloish Shopom Yiboru Shemboid Malkusei Le'enom Boed. Betoikin tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo. That's the Mechaber. Says the Ramo, Hago, V'yeish oimrim she'ein litkoya rak tkiyo achas. We don't blow tkiyo shvorim truo tkiyo, only one tkiyo. V'chei me'ag v'medine seilu. That's the meaning in Chutz La'aretz. Over here, I saw some people fear the chazei, some hazei. V'teikin la'acha, sh'oma kadish la'acha ne'ilo. Tzatz v'koyim is no'agun l'tkoya. Koydim kadish. What's this tkiyo? What's the tkiyo for? Hatam shehu simen l'silu kashkin olamaylo. That is, Yom Kippur is a day when we don't eat, we don't drink. We're in a certain... to a certain degree, Deimel HaMalochim and Avodas Hashem, with Porish from all Inyonim of Gashmi as Old Sochi Haguf, and as a result of this Anhoga, we're Zoicha to a closeness of the Shechina on Yom Kippur, which we don't have the whole year. Even in an individual who has a Tainis during the year, that's Tainis Yochit, even a Tainis Tzibur, it's not on this Madrega, Yema Kippurim. We're zoicha to a certain closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain Hashroas HaShechina to a degree that the Shechina comes down lower, and in each and every kehila of Klal Yisrael there's a certain Hashroas HaShechina which is more than the whole year, and at the end of the day, at the end of the Tainis, the Shechina departs. Goes back Shiva Rikim, that's the Hashem Walikim. And that's the Tkiya Shefa. Just like on Har Sinai. The glow of the Shefa after Matan Torah was a symbol that the Shechina has departed from Har Sinai. Whereas before, when the Shechina was on Har Sinai, it was a sakona to go anywhere near Har Sinai for those who weren't invited. But Bimshoich HaYoivel, after they blow shofar, is heimo yalu b'ho, the Shechina, the same when the Shechina has gone away. The same thing at the end of the day of Yom Kippur, after we've been zeichet to this closeness of the Shechina departs at the end of the day, and that's this tkiyas shofar. And that's the Indian of one tkiya. A simon, from shofar yoive. One blow, one tkiya. It's a simon that the silik ha-Shechina. What's the Indian of tkiya, shvorim truah tkiya? There's another reason. Another reason is a zeicher to the tkiya of Yovel. Yema Kippurim, when we had Yovel, was a time when the Avodim Eved Nirza and Eved Ivri was Nirza had to go back. Karkois went back to the Bailin. Yovel was a mitzvah, of tkiya shofar. And that, as a reminder, in memory of the tkiya shofar, which there was in Yovel. That's it, which was on Yom HaKippurim. Everyone was mechuyev to blow or to hear machlekes. That's why we blow a shofar b'tzo Yom HaKippurim, in memory of what we blew on Yovel, on Yom Kippurim of Yovel. That's 2 days in Rishoyim. The Makoir of the Minig is in the Mordecha at the end of Yuma. The Toikin Tkiyo Achas Zeicha LeYoivel. We blow one Tkiyo on the Shofar, a Zeicha LeYoivel. Dichsev Va'avarto Shofar Truo. That's the meaning of blowing one Tkiyo. Ubishuvas Rapalti Goy, because of a Toikin B'Shofar, Tkiyo Ushloisha Shvorim, Utruo Utkiyo. How many Tkiyo Shvorim Truo Tkiyo Shvorim Truo Tkiyo? The meaning of the Yeshivas, that's the meaning of the two Yeshivas in Bover. Penira le Rav Yoh kisvor asagor. The Rav Yoh says that lichura he's right. Why? Because lemaisa the tkiya sheifa of Yovel is the same as the tkiya sheifa of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says shovin Rosh Hashanah and Yovel the tkiya ul brachas. Just like in Rosh Hashanah we have malchi zechinas and sheifas also apart from the other six brachas of Shemini Esrei. Nine brachas with Malchus Zechinus and Shofar. The same thing. Yovel was also the nine brachas, and the same tkiya Shofar. We learn Agzeir Shomer from Chodesh Hashvi, Chodesh Hashvi. That all the tkiyas of Chodesh Hashvi are the same. So when the Shofar in Yovel was also tkiya Shvarim, Tua tkiya. He says. So if we're making, if we're blowing Shofar Zecher to what they blew Yovel, we should also have the same thing. Miu Nirali says the Mordechai the Kuli Hai. It's a chumra which is not necessary. At the most, it's enough for tkiyo, shvorim tkiyo. Pshat is, in Torah says, a tkiyo or a truo. Tkiyo, truo, or the variyosim v'sheifo, or the uskatim v'sheifo. The Shail is in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. What is a truo? Two man domrim in Gemara. One man domra says a truo is what we call a shvorim, ginuchei gonich, like somebody who's sick, krechchet. The other man domra says yilule yolil. That's the fast truo, like somebody who's crying. So machleik is in Gemara what it is, but yabei veim sizro. Two man don't even go. What is the definition of trua? If a trua is what we call a shvorim, or if a trua is what we call a trua. Say that our minigiz a mach. We got a chumra of Rabbi Avohu. The Gemara says the end of the maskon. Rabbi Avohu says it's a shayla which one it is. So we'll do both of them. Shvorim trua. Tkiyo shvorim trua tkiyo. Open the meisa. If the old tkiyo of Yom Kippurim is either siluk hashchina, which is enough one tkiyo. Oh, it's a zeichet to what there was of Yovel. So the first man d'Oma says, it's also enough for tkiyo. It's only a zeichet that there was when we had Yovel that we blew shofar then. And even if you want to do like it was the halacha, it's enough for tkiyo. And one form of truah and a tkiyo. We don't need tkiyo, shvorim truah, tkiyo. There's a sefer from Meiri called Chibur HaTshuva LaMeiri. It's the whole sugya of all the inyanim of tshuva from beginning to end. And over there he brings a vort from Rav Haigun. In the Maisa Zazay. Go back a bit to the tkiyo shvorim truah tkiyo. What are they, these koyos? Tashu will be even starker. What shaykhet does it have to Motsoi Yom HaKippurim? The Shaloh HaKodesh is Mazvir. What's the significance of these koilos? A tkiyo is a straight koil. A shvorim is ginuchi gonich, like somebody who's sick. A krechset, he's in pain. Yilule yolil is somebody who's crying. And then afterwards again a tkiyo, a straight one. Shaloh HaKodesh is Mazvir. That's the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah, that's the tkiyah which you blow the whole Chodesh of Elul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us straight. Adikim also as Adam Yosho. Adikai, Neshomo Shanosato Bi Tahoirohi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a clean, straight neshama. A chelek alikam imal, chatzuva taken out mitachas kisei hakovod. That's the neshama which is put into every yid. Just what? We mess it up. We don't take care of it the way we should take care of it. Because this, since this neshama is deposited inside the goof, and the goof has slightly different interests to what the neshama has, the hashpah of the goof is sometimes greater than the hashpah of the neshama. So therefore it gets messed up. And the neshama contracts serious diseases as a result of the behavior of the goof. And for being straight, it becomes sick. And that's when he's sick physically. Oy, oy. That's the shvorim. That's the genuchei gonich of the neshama. That's the shvorim. But afterwards, when the guy who's sick, he realizes, you know why I became sick? Either I drank too much, or I spoke too much, or I did things I didn't do. That's why he became sick. So he starts crying out of charota. I didn't mean to do it. And if I had the seichel, I'd turn myself back onto the straight path again. That's the Yilulei Yolel, that's the Truah which comes after the Shvorim. And after he cries, and he commits himself to clean up the mess, and you're back to a Tkiyah. That's the Shalom Mazbir, the significance of Tkiyah, Shvorim, Truah, and the Tkiyah. And the Tkiyah has us back with a straight line. We're getting the Neshama back on equilibrium with a goof. We tell the goof, from now on, I'm also part of the Shutras over here. I've also got something to say. And just like at certain times I've got to take your opinion, it always has to be with my hastoma. And from now on, Vaita, you're not going to mess me up anymore. Okay? I've got as much day as you have at least. At least. You're only offer min ha'adoma. You're rubbish. You're garbage. You're here for 70 years, 80 years, and then you get put back into the ground. Where do you come from and where are you going? Okay, but I'm a chilek alikam imal. I'm everlasting. I cannot be destroyed. I'm cheshiva. So my day has to be reckoned with more. We've been through a shvorim. We've been through a truah. Now we're back to the tkiyah. So what's it got to do with Mitzvah Yom Kippur? Right, either siruk hashchina or zeicha leyoivo. But tkiyah, shvorim, truah, tkiyah doesn't belong. Mozma, take this lashon from Rav Haigon, put some easy things down. The Indian of Tkiyo, Shvorim, Truah, Tkiyo, he says here, like the Shalom HaKadosh, says Rav Haigon. Take, Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Zeh li yoyz lonu he'oro. This shofar blowing is to be for us a reminder. Shaloi nitnu lonu yomim toivim ho'elu. We weren't given these 40 days of Yontif, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom HaKippurim. Shabiyanu in Yono, which we've already explained in the last few paragraphs over there in the Meiri, Lenakos Nafsheinu, to go and clean up our souls. That's what these 40 days are. We weren't given it Al Das, with the understanding, Sheba Avram, that after we finish with Yom Kippur, we finish with the 40 days, Tavoy Yirosoy. So the fear, the bit of Yirashomayim, the bit of Hechakait, Ruchnias, which we developed over these 40 days, the 40 days have passed. So let this Yirashomayim also pass. They weren't given us for that. Ubasuram, when we finish the 40 days, Tosu Teshuvoseinu, then our Tshuva should also go away. Nay, Avaltiye Machshavteinu Zakou Nekio. We have to go and keep our minds in control of our bodies. Our machshava has to be zako unakio, pure and clear. Not to let it get messed up and fuzzy. V'nizharto el koil ha-shoifo. That's the warning of this koil ha-shoifo. Ka'asher b'tchilas in yonoi. We have the same shoifo, Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim, as we started with Rosh Chodesh Elul. To go and give us this reminder, what we were given the shofar for at the beginning of Elul, Tkiyah, Shvorim, Truah, Tkiyah, keep this shofar Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim as well. Kasher b'tchilas in yonei, v'noshu v'levoveinu, we should instill in our hearts Soirech bilti heyois lavoveinu poine rak la'avidas Hashem. To keep this reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a holy neshama which is straight, and we shouldn't mess it up. And we should remember in everything we do that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who sees, who hears, who remembers everything. We've been through Malchias, we've been through Zichoynas, we've been through Shoifers, Ein Shichcho Lifnei Kisei Kevoidecho. For everything needs kapora, for every avera, and that's the Indian of the Shofar to go and tell us who we are, where we are, what we're capable of doing, to what madrega we can come to, and we should keep ourselves clean. Just like somebody who's been exposed to all kinds of different mess, and they have to have all kinds of soaps and detergents to clean himself up, and sometimes painful. Skin is very sensitive. No, with Baruch Hashem, he cleaned up the mess. He's careful afterwards not to go and get himself dirty again, because he has to go through the same process, going to be painful again. What's happened to us? To keep our minds in control of our. That's the Indian of the Shofar Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim. Dafke Tkiyah Shforim Teruah Tkiyah. To tell us who we are, and to keep us reminded of how we have to go and continue behaving. Especially when we know that it's not over yet. Till Hoshayin Rabo, or Shmini Atzeres, or Simchas Torah, still not finished. Or Rosh Hashanah Yikos Seivun, or Biyom Tzein Kippur Yichus Seimun. But after the Chesima, the Psak Din, which Beis Din signed, is given over to Shluchim to go and deliver, to do the job. Mi Yichya, Mi Yashir, Mi Yoni. The Shluchim get it settled. They get the message to deliver. And that's given a Shayin Rabo, the Shmini Atzeres. So we've got to be careful not to mess up Havadah until then. Because the job is not over. Things can still be changed. And Nochme, if any of us have a gut feeling that we're not finished with our job of tshuva from Yom Kippur, we heard, we davened, we fasted, we heard a few shmuzen, a few divrei yisayirus, but something's missing. I don't feel what I see others have felt. I feel I'm missing something. These few days, from now till Hoshayin Rabo, we can chapa reinstein. He once asked Reb Chaim Briske, if you can still do tshuva after Yom Kippur, till Hoshayin Rabo? Oh no, tshuva's finished, Yom Kippur. You got to be careful, look after yourself, not to change the tzetel, not change the psak. Oh, but to do something positive in tshuva, bring myself still higher, it's already too late. Yom Kippur is the end of it. Chaim Briske said, you can still do tshuva. You can still improve things. Why? We all learned in Gittin, yeah? Machlokes, two man domini. If Eide Chesima Kalsi, if Eide Mesira Kalsi. Forget. Yeah. What makes the get valid? What makes the krisis? The Eidim who sign on the get, or the Eidim of the Mesira of the get? It's a machlokes kaloi, and we paskin Eide Mesira Kalsi. What's the pasuk in Tehillim? Ki choyk li Yisroel mishpat lelikei Yankiv. Ki choyk li Yisroel mishpat lelikei Yankiv. Like the choyk is by Klal Yisroel, like the halach is paskin by Klal Yisroel, that's the way the mishpat works by lelikei Yankiv. And if by Klal Yisroel is gepaskin the halacha, Eidei Mesira Karsi, not Eidei Chesima Karsi, or that's the way the mishpat works. Till the Mesira, there's still he can do to tshuva. So those of us who feel that there's still a place to go and improve and add a little bit onto it, epos, we can still chapa rein. Two things. Most important, to hold the madriga we got to Yom Kippur, not to mess. If we want to exert ourselves, add a little bit on, we can add more. But the basics,
הוא לרנינג תורה.
השיבנו אבינו לסעיר עושכו וקרובינו מלכינו לעבוד עושכו ואחזירנו בשובה שלאים אלפונכו. וברוך רב תשובה ססם חיים ולושן הסתרצוף והשיבנו אבינו לסעיר עושכו. תשובה without תורה is impossible, it doesn't go. The basic of תשובה is תורה. Zoya Kodesh says, "Man de koriv lo iraisa, koriv lo kudsho brichu." One who is close to the Torah is close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Uman de rochik me iraisa, one who is weit from learning Torah is weit from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the aleph beis of holding on to our tshuva, the aleph beis of improving our tshuva, is dependent on our kviyas in learning Torah. That's why there's a sign outside which says that from tomorrow morning. We did not install, but see, that's good. I have money to go and buy an Esrog maybe. Over for the next few days, start off in the morning. It's time for davening, time for breakfast, time to rest a bit, and then a few hours of learning over Gishmak till Mincha. That is a gewaldiger tielis to hold us where we are. The tkiyah shvorim tru, tkiyah to keep us gleich, to keep us straight. We shouldn't mess up. And weiter to being close to Torah, we improve our matzav. That's the aleph beis which you have to remember for the coming days. That the whole work of the 40 days of Elul shouldn't evaporate, even a little bit. But to keep it up, to kviyas in learning. Weiter being careful, using our minds, using the koich of our neshama, the misgabe over the Ratzonis HaGuf, that in the coming few weeks we should look after ourselves, we should keep ourselves healthy, we shouldn't do anything Chas V'Shalom which can make us sick, that we should need a Shvorim again Chas V'Shalom. Remember the Pesach Chakos Roivitz by the door of the Beis HaMedrash, the Yitzhar is sitting, I say, like, you know, sometimes a dog sits outside the door. Not lying in the house, but he sits over there. He's waiting for you to come out the door. The Pesach Chatas Reifas, the Yitzhar is sitting by the door of the Beis HaMedrash. Call the man, we're in here, we're davening, we're learning, even if we're schmoozing in the Beis HaMedrash. We're in the Beis HaMedrash. We're Beis Hashem. As soon as you go out into the streets, it's a new mass. You've got to be very, very careful. Those are the two things. That's the main avoda for the next few days, till the end of Sukkot, and even after Sukkot. Keep ourselves close to Torah. The Yitzhar shouldn't be shaylet on us. And for that, it's not so easy. We know it's not so easy. In fact, we have to ask for Siyata Dishmaya. We'll say two kapitel of Tilim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Dishmaya, that he should help us, that we should keep our chizuk, we should improve our chizuk, we should have atzlocha, we should be zoicher to a gemach, chasim v'toiv, a good year, a successful year, with brocha and atzlocha in all our inyonim.